Ender awoke when they shook him. It took a moment to recognize them, Graf and Rackham. He turned his back on them, let me sleep. Ender, we need to talk to you, said Graf. Ender rolled back to face them. They've been playing out the videos on Earth all day, all night since the battle yesterday. Yesterday? He had slept through until the next day. You're a hero, Ender. They've seen what you did, you and the others. I don't think there's a government on Earth that hasn't voted you their highest medal. I killed them all, didn't I? Ender asked. All who? Asked Graf. The buggers? That was the idea. Mazur leaned in close. That's what the war was for. All their queens. So I killed all their children, all of everything. They decided that when they attacked us. It wasn't your fault. It's what had to happen. Ender grabbed Mazur's uniform and hung onto it, pulling him down so they were face to face. I didn't want to kill them all. I didn't want to kill anybody. I'm not a killer. You didn't want me, you bastards. You wanted Peter. But you made me do it. You tricked me into it. He was crying. He was out of control. Of course we tricked you into it. That's the whole point, said Graf. It had to be a trick or you couldn't have done it. It's the bind we were in. We had to have a commander with so much empathy that he would think like the buggers, understand them, and anticipate them. So much compassion that he could win the love of his underlings and work with them like a perfect machine, as perfect as the buggers. But somebody with that much compassion could never be the killer we needed, could never go into battle willing to win at all costs. If you knew, you couldn't do it. If you were the kind of person who would do it even if you knew, you could never have understood the buggers well enough. And it had to be a child, Ender, said Mazur. You were faster than me, better than me. I was too old and cautious. Any decent person who knows what warfare is can never go into battle with a whole heart. But you didn't know. We made sure you didn't know. You were reckless and brilliant and young. It's what you were born for.
We had pilots with our ships, didn't we?
Yes.
I was ordering pilots to go in and die, and I didn't even know it.
They knew it, Ender. And they went anyway. They knew what it was for.
You never asked me. You never told me the truth about anything.
You had to be a weapon, Ender, like a gun, like the little doctor, functioning perfectly but not knowing what you were aimed at. We aimed you. We're responsible. If there was something wrong, we did it.
Tell me later, Ender said. His eyes closed.
Mazur Rackham shook him. Don't go to sleep, Ender, he said. It's very important.
You're finished with me, Ender said. Now leave me alone.
That's why we're here, Mazur said. We're trying to tell you. They're not through with you, not at all. It's crazy down there. They're going to start a war. Americans claiming the Warsaw Pact is about to attack, and the Russians are saying the same thing about the hegemon. The bugger war isn't 24 hours dead, and the world down there is back to fighting again as bad as ever. And all of them are worried about you. All of them want you. The greatest military leader in history, they want you to lead their armies. The Americans, the hegemon, everybody but the Warsaw Pact, and they want you dead.
Fine with me, said Ender.
We have to take you away from here. There are Russian marines all over Eros, and the Polemarch is Russian. It could turn to bloodshed at any time.
Ender turned his back on them again. This time they let him. He did not sleep, though. He listened to them.
I was afraid of this, Rackham. You pushed him too hard. Some of those lesser outposts could have waited until after. You could have given him some days to rest.
Are you doing it too, Graf? Trying to decide how I could have done it better?
You don't know what would have happened if I hadn't pushed. Nobody knows. I did it the way I did it, and it worked. Above all, it worked. Memorize that defense, Graf. You may have to use it too.
Sorry.
I can see what it's done to him. Colonel Leakey says there's a good chance he'll be permanently damaged, but I don't believe it. He's too strong. Winning meant a lot to him, and he won.
Don't tell me about Strong. The kid's 11. Give him some rest, Rackham. Things haven't exploded yet. We can post a guard outside his door. Or post a guard outside another door and pretend that it's his. Whatever. They went away. Ender slept again.